Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Sarah Painting is on the line from South Hadley, Massachusetts. Sarah, welcome to PT. Hi, great to have you on the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you for having me.
You're a student at Mount Holyoke, right?
Yes, I'm a first year.
And how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
I listen to them on a podcast app on my phone and on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And is there any particular thing you like to do while you're listening to Puzzlers?
Oh my goodness, anything. Walk, run, eat,
wow.
Everything.
So you listen to a lot of Puzzlers. Have you made your way through the entire archive?
Yep, I am up to date.
Wow. You know, that's like 15 hours of Piano Puzzlers. Okay, well, there's one that you haven't heard, and Bruce Adolph is just about to play it for you. Your job will be to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Now, if you happen to get stuck, just given your experience with Puzzlers, I don't think that's going to happen. But just in case, I can be your phone-a-friend if you need a little help. I don't know what's coming either, but we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, Sarah, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
If my heart rate wasn't up before, now it is.
Sarah, what do you think? What'd you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
Okay, well, oh my goodness. Could the composer be in the 20th century?
Well, no.
Oh, okay, well, then I'd have to say I am a little bit stuck.
There were some things that sounded to me almost like quotes.
Yes. There are quotes of at least three works by this composer, but they come and go pretty rapidly. Mm-hmm. But there are quotes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Is this composer pretty known for piano works, like pretty crazy piano works?
Well, you're definitely known for piano works, and the crazy part depends on who you ask.
Oh, goodness. I'm just going to throw some names out here. Chopin, Liszt.
Well, those are both composers who wrote a lot for the piano, and you're a little bit later in time than this person.
So those were both mid-1800s. So, Bruce, you're saying we're looking a little bit earlier than
yes,
that.
Yes, it should be a little earlier.
So, Mozart?
Well, no.
So Mozart goes back to late 1700s. We might be looking a little bit later than that.
Yeah, although Mozart overlapped with this person for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any hints or inklings?
I'm hoping we can maybe hear some of this again.
Sure.
And I bet you'll be able to hone in on this. Mm-hmm. Bruce, is there anything you can play for us again?
There's a spot that goes like this. This part is a quote, and so is this. And so is this. And also this dreamy, the fact that it stops suddenly and has this dreamy thing with the pedal down is, even though this is not note for note the same, it's something that this composer did a few times. in piano sonatas.
Now, Sarah, you were asking if this is a kind of a crazy, wild piano composer. And in his time,
yes,
he was doing things on the piano that nobody else had done before, if I'm thinking of the right person.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Nobody had done what he had done. He changed the nature of how the piano was played and also how it was made. People had to make stronger pianos because he broke strings quite a lot when he played the piano.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right, can we maybe hear some of this again?
Sure. Well, you ended up hearing all of it.
Yay! Well, I may need some help with this then, because I think I'm just throwing out names.
Mm. So somebody who played piano, and not only was he famous for kind of innovative piano parts, wild piano parts, he was also famous for kind of his wild temperament and even hairstyle.
Exactly.
It was just kind of a general wildness about him.
That is true.
Beethoven?
Yes,
Beethoven.
Oh, my goodness.
The style of Ludwig van Beethoven. And Bruce, you said there were several quotes from Beethoven pieces.
There are quite a few. There are quotes from, I'll just tell you, Sonata number 6, which is Opus 10, number 2, and the Waldstein Sonata, and the E minor Sonata. All three of those pieces are quoted in here.
But you had to adapt it because of the tune that you were weaving in there, and we haven't identified that
tune. No, we have not.
So this tune, Sarah, if you're first year at Mount Holyoke, I fear this tune might be a generation and a half before you.
So, for example, here. Then I had to change it to be Beethoven. And then this.
Oh.
The words and the rhythm,
Oh, my gosh, the Beatles.
It is the Beatles.
It's a song by the Beatles.
Goodness. Ooblah-dee, ooblah-da,
let's
go on. Yes. You got it. You got it.
Yes.
I knew you would know that.
Wow. Ooblah-dee, the Beatles song in the style of Beethoven.
But it's an ooblah-f here.
Yeah. Ah!
Bravo! That was awesome.
Wow! And somehow so satisfying to hear the Beatles and the Beethoven together.
Yeah, it does work because Beethoven. It's very easy to start because Beethoven using triads, and the song Oblada Oblada starts. So that's anybody could do that. So, but the syncopated rhythm is also something you find in Beethoven, especially in Opus 10, number 2. So when you go this, and there are lots of that in Beethoven. And then I think it's hilarious. This is what started me off as to go. Something about that just had me actually laughing out loud. As I say, I didn't write LOL to myself or anything, but I did actually have that feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Oblada, the Beatles song in the style of Beethoven, this week's Piano Puzzler. Sarah, you found your way to Beethoven. You named Beethoven, and you found your way to the song. You named the song, too. Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing the Piano Puzzler this week. Sarah Painting, a student at Mount Holyoke, calling from South Hadley, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.